Pop out, brand new body like I'm Cardi. And this is a PG podcast, so of course we're going to take out the provocative words. I'm giving belt out like karate. And she even did the karate ad-lib. Busted for my man. Hold up now, pause.
You guys.
Well, I guess in her case it isn't. Like it's a hobby. Can't be on this what? Because I be on this. I don't understand the provocative nature of these lyrics, so I'm just going to leave it like that. G-lock in my hip. I walk around with a switch. I wonder what type of flow that is. It's almost like that's Abraham Joseph flow. Hold on now. Ain't that man married? Anyways, with that being said, Cardi and Latto have released a remix track titled Time. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
This track is phenomenal. I love the remix. I love the way that Latto came in on the track. And of course, the way that she's rapping, switching vocal inflections. I think Latto definitely realized when it comes to Cardi B, you better show up, especially every single time you're on the track with her, as it's going to sell a lot and you're going to have a lot of eyes on your particular verse. So you probably want to go out of the ordinary to make it higher quality than you usually do. You may have to do 50 to 60 different takes because, of course, this is probably going to be the biggest engagement for your verse that you've received in quite some time. Because I don't know if y'all remember, not too long ago, and this is not like a bashing Latto segment, because, of course, I'm a huge fan of Latto. I think she's one of the greatest artists we've ever seen, right? So with that being said, with Latto and Ice Spice, their track titled Gat, I think I'm saying it right. When that track came out and they ended their nearly, what was it, 2-year beef to put out the first ever collab track, I'm not going to say it was a Flopasaurus Rex. I'm just going to say that it may have been in Jurassic Park.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So with that being said, the main thing I was wanting to get at is this specific track being a standout, in my opinion, because of Cardi and Latto giving very infectious verses to the point where I could see this being played everywhere. I mean, this track is a straight up anthem. So if you don't know, it's the Time remix as Cardi B put on her Instagram. They didn't have a video or anything, but she just put up a picture of Latto and said, Am I the Drama? Time edition is out now, featuring the hottest Mama Sota from the A. And then she added Latto. So when it comes to that, I do believe Cardi is pulling interesting marketing moves, and deservedly so, because she's put in a lot of groundwork to pull this one as far as pulling out a very lyrical rapper as far as Latto in the grand scheme of things in the women rap game, right? So now with them having yet another remix, because if you don't remember, they also collabed last time for the Put It On The Floor Again remix. I think that was, so that was Latto's track. And then Cardi B hopped on that track and it peaked at number 13 on the Billboard. So now I was wanting to get into a little future chart prediction because, of course, over here in Notorious Mass Effect, we covered analytics to the point where we definitely going to get to the bottom of who has the most Notorious Mass Effect. You know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
All right, my fault. So anyways, with that being said, Safe Unequivocally is the most successful track off of Am I the Drama? And that's featuring Kalani. So that specific track is set to be the 20th most played track in the world. And these are future chart predictions for October 4th. So it could change, but it won't change that much as far as future chart predictions. And then you have Magnet, the second most played track off of Am I the Drama. That's the 37th most played track in the world. And then you have Pick It Up featuring Selena Gomez. That's set to be the 39th. Dead featuring Summer Walker with the Nicki Minaj disc. But, you know, we don't need to talk about that.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like...
That's supposed to be the 43rd most played track, Pretty and Petty, which is one of my favorite tracks off of the album. I mean, I think that's definitely fitting for Cardi B as far as her bag and the way she was getting at people on that album. But anyways, Pretty and Petty is the 44th most played track. Hello is the 47th most played track. Bodega Batty, interestingly enough, is the 52nd. So it's one of the more popular tracks out of the entire album. Then you have What's Going On featuring Lizzo being the 59th, Man of Your Word, which is the 66th, Salute, which is the 71st, Shower Tears, which is the 75th, and then, of course, you have Time, which is receiving a remix for Latto. That's set to be the 77. So it's not like Cardi took Latto to put her on a already popular track. I think Latto's going to help out this track more than she's probably going to get credit for. But anyways, Her Time, the original version, is the 77th, well, slated to be the 77th. Better Than You featuring Cash Cobain is set to be the 80th most played track. Principal featuring Janet Jackson is set to be the 87th. On My Back, which is definitely one of the most gut-wrenching X tracks we've heard in quite some time. I don't know if an X had put out a more gut-wrenching track in the past 3 years, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And if you listen to the lyrics and you realize who she's talking about, and then it's not Offset, you kind of realize, hold up now. I know Offset was just listening to that, doing a whole Tyrese impression. Because what more do you want from me? That track is insane. So those are all the tracks that's set to be charting and Billboard Hot 100. And once again, that's a future chart prediction, so it could change. But ultimately, those are pretty on the nose as far as chart data. So when it comes to Cardi, she's overall set to do 205,000 first week, and that's the highest projection. So at first, people were coming out as far as different sources saying that she was going to do around 129 to 150,000 first week. I guessed and I projected that she would do around 170 to 190. And of course, on my TikTok, that's one of the clips that actually went up on my TikTok. I mean, not went up, but went viral, semi-viral. It actually did pretty well. Cardi. Oh, my fault. I was playing it. But that came out. When did that clip come out? That clip came out a week ago, right? So I feel like I was pretty on the nose because I basically said that she's probably going to do 170 to 190,000. Warner currently has 18% of the to 190,000 first week. Of course, so that was a little flash in the past. Y'all can't see it, but that was me in the past. So a week ago, I was basically saying it was going to be 170 to 190 first week in the highest projections and set to have Cardi out 205,000 first week. So safe to say, I'd be on the nose a little bit as far as what I'd be talking about, you know. So when it comes to Cardi B, I do believe she's a big enough artist to not flop, but also putting out good music, I think, helped to get to that 200 mark and 200 metric. Because at first it was looking like it was going to be 120 to 150. And I think the word of mouth, because I don't think anybody's out here saying the album is bad and definitely not trash. But people are singing the praises for Cardi because the album is really good. So now people are starting to, okay, I'll give it a try. And then now I think that's what bumped it up to the 200 metric. But that's the highest projection. We'll see what it officially does probably not this time next week, but probably by like Monday or Tuesday we'll have the official numbers. But it is looking to be a 200 plus thousand first week sales for Cardi, which is a huge monumental accomplishment, especially for being away for like 6 to 7 years. So coming back to the Latto track, make sure to click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the Cardi B featuring Latto remix on the Herb Time track? And if you've listened to the album Am I the Drama, what is your favorite track? And do you believe that Cardi B at this point in time is one of the biggest hip-hop stars in the game?
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.